I've just met up here with Richard Jolly, who has been, with his colleague Dermot, has been doing some fantastic work on the web streaming with simultaneous transcription underneath. How have you put all this together, Richard?
Oh, it's been thanks to some very clever software and a lot of time spent fiddling around and getting it right and making it look exactly like broadcast television but over the internet. And I was particularly pleased that we were able to get the client's logo onto the captions and put up captions for every speaker. And as well as you say, having the simultaneous subtitling, which is actually a stenographer sitting there working very hard, so that for those who are hard of hearing, they either they're in the room or watching the webcast, they can follow every word. I'm really pleased with that too.
And is that the sort of system that's used on television news?
It's not exactly the same as you would see on television news. It's actually a courtroom stenographer, although it's widely used for conferences for inclusion. And as this is the National Digital Inclusion Conference, it was natural that we should have a stenographer here. So it literally is courtroom stenography. It probably works in the same way as a subtitling for the news. It certainly it works very effectively. Of course, the stenographer has no idea beforehand what's going to be said. There's no script, so that is literally being typed, and we're superimposing it on the picture as you watch.
That's amazing. And we've been at a number of conferences together, and I must say, your stuff always works. And there have been instances, a number of them where live feeds have fallen over and so forth. What's the secrets of what goes wrong? How to get it right?
I think there are always grey areas. It's not yet an exact science, and it does take a lot of work, a lot of preparation, and a lot of experience to get it right. The hardest part is often the interface between the audiovisual world and the IT world, getting those pictures and sound into the computer. And then, of course, as you say, you can have connection problems. With the best will in the world, with everything tested and sorted out beforehand, and we've had this experience, but the answer is that you must have in-house help on site. You must have a plan B, and it's down to preparation and experience.
Great. Well, I'm able here to demonstrate, I think, a little gizmo you haven't seen, Audio Boo. So thanks very much. We'll publish that one.